triple view.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Main Your Way in the Room Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Sometimes guys aren't the best when it comes to dating.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they feel like they can't ever get it right when it comes to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, a new study came out, and the secret has been revealed of what women actually demand from their man.
Gosh, if we would just do this one thing, maybe we'd all be in a better position, guys.
It took you that long to figure this out. You could have just asked one of us.
Do you know what it is?
Scientific study right here.
I'm curious. It's either listen or putting the toilet seat down.
Is it one of those two?
It is.
Ooh.
It is one of the two. Lorraine, all guys have to do is listen.
Yeah.
That's it. According to this study, that if you want to actually make your woman happy, is listen to her and not try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
We could have saved a lot of scientific money if you would have just asked us.
And then listen to the response.
Right. You guys have that selective hearing.
Oh, man. Just listen. What do you want to tell us? Like, what do you want
day?
To say to Dallas?
Day.
What do you want to say to Dallas on your first date?
Oh, on our first date? He
yeah.
better be listening on the first date or he's not getting a second one. But like now in everyday life, like I just want you to listen. If I come home and I need to vent, I don't want you to tell me how to fix it. I just want you to listen.
And don't compare our days.
Right. Oh,
that's
yeah.
something that men do.
And that's a big thing for me, especially like the comparison in jobs, because Dallas is in medical. So, like, I feel like sometimes he thinks his job is so much more important than ours, which it's a lot more serious.
Yeah. We
our make, job is?
We, I think we're,
yes.
I think we're entertaining. I don't know.
Well, I hope we
what
are.
What did he say the other day?
I don't.
He made a comment about the three of us. He's like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
He just said
implying that we were doing nothing.
Right. Yeah, we had to go buy dog food for a future idea that we have planned. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, I had a friend who would say, oh, well, it must be hard to press buttons and talk into a microphone.
Right. Meanwhile, Dallas is like, I'm on my way to an OR. I'm 15 minutes late. The doctor's running 20 minutes behind. Like, you know.
Yeah, we got a ratings meeting. How about that?
Yeah. And if we're not entertaining, we get fired.
Right.
And listen, Dallas's job is super important.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it just makes sometimes, unless you listen to my day, it makes me feel like less of a professional.
This is a dangerous question, but we need to throw it out there to the ladies. What's the one thing you wish your guy would do?
That is dangerous.
And Amanda, you could call in. I know you're driving into work. And I said one.
What's the one thing?
Amanda
will
be on, my wife
with a laundry list.
My wife will be on the phone for 10 minutes.
704-570-9595. You can always tweet at the MRL show.
We'll have a little fun with it. Roy's article says you got to listen, so we don't want that one.
No.
What's another thing? What's the one thing, ladies, whether it's your boyfriend, your husband, it's the one thing that you wish your guy would do?
704-570-9595. This is Halsey with the Main Boy on the Rent Show at Kiss 95.1.
I don't want to fight right now.
The media group station.
It's my city.
Yeah, baby.
Turn the music up.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1. Home of the Main Boy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Thank you for being part of the Main Boy and Lorraine Show family. It means the world to us. In fact, we had a phone call not long ago. A friend of ours just moved. He's new to the radio show. He just moved from Florida, and he was asking me for some restaurants down in Monroe.
What'd you tell him?
I told him to go to this a place I've been to called Stone. I think it's like a Stone restaurant or something. But anyways.
McDonald's.
So not only are we your entertainment, but we're also Yelp. We do not mind giving you advice on where to go next.
That is true.
Yeah.
We're looking for you ladies out there to holler at us real quick before we get out of here for the day. We're just curious. What's the one thing you wish your guy did? Is it something you wish he knew?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an actual physical thing? My wife, Amanda, she said she can't call in because she's walking into work. Be more detail-oriented and observant.
Mm. Oh, that's another thing. I do agree with her because... this is just an example, but over the weekend, my husband and I went on vacation. And unless I sit everything at the front door, the diaper bag will be missing or something will be missing out of the diaper bag. Like my husband's real good at taking wipes out of the diaper bag and not putting them back in. So he doesn't check it and he's not that detail oriented. He'll just grab the bag and go afterwards. And then we get somewhere and I'm like, we have nothing.
Yeah, you like, but ladies, Roy, are very detail oriented. Like Amanda's like, do you have? Yesterday we took Dean for a walk and she met us and she's like, sunblock? I was like, nope. You know why? Because it's shady on my driveway. When I walk out, I don't think of that.
Right.
704-570-9595. What's the one thing, just one thing, ladies, that you wish your guy knew or did?
And listen is off limits because we have a research that says that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we already heard you.
Yeah.
Samantha.
You heard us. You didn't listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Samantha and Davidson. In fact, I was just in Davidson over the weekend.
Beautiful town.
Yeah, beautiful up there. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hey.
Hey, Samantha. What's that one place where they're known for the hamburgers?
Oh, if you wouldn't have asked me, I would have been able to tell you.
Yeah, now you're on the spot in Davidson. I forget. It was really good. Okay, anyway.
The one thing I wish he would do is do a hobby with the two of us. Just for the two of us, like go out on the weekends or, you know, and just do the two of us. I recently recommended that and it didn't go over very well.
Why? So you want to spend some time together.
But see, you need to, but here's an idea. Create a hobby that makes everyone happy. I'll give you an example. Painting. Face value doesn't sound fun, but when you sip drinks, and what is it, wine? What is it called? They call it...
Like they do wine and design.
Yeah.
Or, tip and sip or
tip
whatever.
And sip.
Yeah.
Do that.
He said that sounded lame.
Oh, I've done it. I love it. I think it's great.
Did he did he ever do anything for you? I mean, I'm sorry. Did you ever do anything for him is what I meant to ask.
What do you mean? Like, do it?
I mean, like, you want him to...
I watch ball games and things like
okay.
that with him and football games, but I wanted us to do something like just the two of us, like go hiking on the weekends or go canoeing or, you know,
he doesn't want to do
some kind of hobby that the two of us, like, just spend time together away from the TV and away from, you know...
Some quality time.
Yeah, quality time.
Not, you know, And this is, guys think, oh, well, we went out with Sarah and Jane last week. And you're like, yeah, but it wasn't just the two of us. And I set that up. Like, I want you to take the initiative.
Oh. But we're afraid to fail, Samantha and Loren. And if we set something up and you don't like it, we'll never be able to live it down. You'll
be like,
we'll
you
don't know me at all if you think that I'm going to go enjoy a day, you know.
Miniature golfing.
Yeah.
I would have rather gone to the spa.
Yeah. So now we got to think of something that you want to do rather than something that we both can do together.
Okay, well, then you'll learn for next time, or you should learn for next time. We're trying to communicate with you, and all you guys hear is, no, bad dog.
Well, that is.
Thanks, Samantha.
Somewhat true.
Hey, couple phone lines still open. Ladies, this is your opportunity to teach us guys a thing or two. What's the one thing that you wish your man would do?
704-570-9595. Beth in Charlotte is joining the MRL show. She says her man needs to do something that I've been blamed to do poorly of.
I would say that I wish that they would just learn how to communicate a little bit better. You know, the woman's trying to get her point across or just communicate about anything, and they just kind of sit there and listen, but there's nothing after that, and nothing changes. So definitely I think men need to try to learn how to communicate with women.
Yeah.
They can communicate with their friends and their family
right.
members, but they cannot communicate with their female partners or even their kids as much. Just men can communicate well with their friends, but not their
Beth is 100% right. I have a buddy of mine that I just say one word, B-U-H, buh. And that means like he's like, hey, you
like
coming
bo?
Up? For, buh.
Buh.
Just B-U-H,
okay.
Right? So he called me the other day. He's like, you coming up for our friend Mike's golf tournament? I was like, buh. He's like, good, see you there.
So that is like, duh.
Yeah, Amanda was like, what does that mean? So it's so funny that you just said that.
Sound to communicate with a guy, and then we're over here wobbling our mouths off and waiting for the answers or waiting for a movement or a gesture or something different. And it's like talking to that wall over there might be a little bit easier to get something out of than a man.
Maybe
sometimes.
We over-communicate.
You know, you know, that's an interesting observation.
Maybe we just need to make it simple for y'all.
Let me tell you I don't want to say argument, but the conversation I had with Bay over the weekend was, say, you know, like if your wife says, how was your day? What'd you do?
What'd you do today?
Yeah. What'd you do today?
I worked, hung out with Dean, cleaned up the house a little bit.
Right. So I say similar things. And so finally it was like, well, no, what did you actually do? Because whenever I just say work, it's just work. You know, I had work, but it's like, okay. All right. So I just laid it all out. I'm like, all right, well, I have a deadline for this book I have to write coming up here. And I have an appearance on this day. Okay. And I found out that that's what was needed.
Right.
So Bay's interested in hearing that.
Yeah. What did you hear about my life?
You ever use this one? Either one of you two? Like you go home and your significant other's like, hey, you know, tell me about today. And you're just like, I literally talked to 60 people on the phones and Loren and Roy for about 4 hours. Like, I have nothing left today.
Yes. I've gone home and have been talked out.
This is Jesse and Concord. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So I have a boyfriend right now, and he just never cleans up after himself. And so I watched this YouTube video recently about, like, a magical fairy. It was talking about, like, a coffee table that this couple, the man kept leaving things on the coffee table, and the next day they would just disappear. And so he thought the coffee table was magical.
The magical fairy made it disappear. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Sometimes
your wife putting it away.
Sometimes the magical fairy takes Dean's toys away. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Mm. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one.
This is Carmen in Kings Mountain. Welcome to the Mandy Roy the Wren Show.
Hey.
Hey, Carmen. What's the one thing you wish your man would do?
I wish my man was more handy around the house. I'm more of the fixer-upper than he is. He's more of the computer nerd and, fix the computers and gaming and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not a fixer-upper at all.
Well, you can hire people for that. If that's not your thing, you can always hire somebody to do that.
My dad taught me a few things in life. It was like real estate and money and finances and like contract stuff. But when it came to him down tinkering with the cars or the lawnmowers, I zoned.
And he was good, though.
He's great. Yeah. He knows how to, and he built the house. I helped him build the house that my mom and dad lives in. I helped him.
That's awesome.
But I can't tell you a lick of what I did.
Right.
He's like, it's not up to code, but we built it.
Code schmo.
It's amazing what duct tape will hold together.
Right. It's so funny. My dad has like the ways around the code. Like, no lie. Going out to my dad's garage is extension cord, and the whole garage is running off an extension cord
to your house.
Yeah, and he says, and that way the government can't tax him on it. I'm like, Dad, I don't know what you read. I don't think it works that way.
That's funny. Hey, Carmen, what's the one thing that you did recently that you wish he did? Like, because you're the handy one around the house.
Like, I'll just notice little things. Like, there's a step on our porch that needs fixing. So I'm going over to my dad's today. I'm going to get a few screws from him, and I'm going to fix that today while I'm at home.
And while he's playing Xbox.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks,
well,
Carmen.
We know who wears the pants in the family.
So your dad taught you everything. My dad didn't do anything. My dad's whole thing was, like, if he had a party at his house, he's like, don't open up the grill and don't offer to cook, because you will be forever stuck being the grill master at your parties.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my dad doesn't know how to grill. He doesn't know how to cook because he wants to socialize. And he's like, if you do watch, we'll go to, like, Howie's house, our neighbor, and he'll be on the grill all day. So,
yeah.
One more.
Jennifer in Harrisburg, welcome to the MRO show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing really well. What's something you wish your man would do?
So I wish my husband would call me up and tell me where to be, you know, when to be there, and have a date all lined up, have a babysitter lined up, and just kind of surprise me. You know, just to kind of be proactive, take the initiative, and say, this is what we're doing. Kind of be a little Christian Grey in his life.
Ooh. Jennifer, that is like, I think, every woman's dream date. And no matter how many times we tell our man, like, I just want you to plan everything, they'll still go, well, do you want to go to Fahrenheit? Do you want to do this? No, I just want you to plan it.
Yeah. I want him to say,
we're afraid.
Like, come up with a new restaurant and say, we're going here. We're going at this time. I already got a babysitter lined up. And, I mean, he doesn't have to tell me what, you know, pick out my outfit, but, you know, be pretty woman about it. But, just to kind of come up with something and be original once in a while.
We're afraid to fail. I'm telling you, ladies.
I even think, like, putting a dress on the bed is even hot from time to time.
Really?
I don't want you to tell me what to wear every single day, but I think if you have something planned, like a very nice restaurant, and you don't want to tell me where we're going, but you're like, put on this dress, it'll be appropriate.
We got to take a break because we've been talking for about an hour.
I know.
But here's the thing. How mad would you be at Dallas, Roy, right? Uh-huh. If she put a dress on, like, I can't fit in this. I'm post-baby.
Well, that's a little different. All right. Pre-baby. Pre-baby.
Thanks, Jen. No. Is Jen gone?
I don't know. Maybe. Jen, hold on. Jen's still there. You're still there, right, Jen?
Is she there?
Jen, you're still there, right? Hello?
Is that Jen?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. There she is. Well, I was going to add a whole thing.
All right.
I was going to do something nice. For Jennifer.
So now what?
I don't know. I was going to do something nice. She wants a date with her man. I was going to try to make that happen.
Well, maybe Jennifer can call us back.
We'll play Cupid another day.
Sounds good. Manny, Roy, and Loren.